Hi, my Duchess. Today is the 4th of August. Let me check that by my watch. Huh, yes, it is. It's the 4th of August, 69, and I am recording to you on a different tape recorder. This tape recorder, it's a Panasonic. Panasonic, yeah, but this is a different kind. I mean, different model. I think it's a better model. Anyway, Marie Adler, the former club director, left it in the desk drawer, and it was filthy, rotten, dirty. And I didn't think it worked. At least I thought that was what she had said. But it is working. And I have to laugh there, just because the tapes that I'm using are old tapes. And this particular one was one I sent you over 2 years ago, in January 67, when I was in Korea. And at that time, excuse me, at that time I was telling you about my raise from an NAF5 to a GS7, and I was giving you the salaries that were involved. And of course, times have changed a great deal since then, and now I am a GS9, step 3, by the way. And I was pretty thrilled about getting the raise to the 7. And it's water under the bridge a long time ago. But I enjoyed listening to part of the tape. I just played your tape, Duchess. I received your tape today. The one you made on the... you finished it on the 30th, last Wednesday. And I enjoyed the whole thing. I enjoyed listening to all the contacts you made to Auntie Lizzie, and you talked with Henry, and I was glad to hear B's condition was coming along. And I have a nasty tickle in my throat, and I think I'll go get some cough medicine. I have a cold, would you believe it? It's practically over, Duchess, but it's just that tickling. And of course, if I would stop smoking and pay attention, right? Just a second, I'm going to get a swig of medicine. Okay, I'm back again. I got a cold. Today is Monday, right? I got this cold on Friday. It started to hit me. I had a sore throat. And then Saturday, I was miserable. I stayed in bed all day. It was my day off. And Sunday, I attempted to go to work, but I didn't last very long. I was there a couple of hours, and I just felt so stuffed up and whatnot. So I went to the dispensary and got some pills that really helped, some ornate and I think aspirin they gave me, and some cough medicine. And it did the trick. I felt real good today. So, but you can't help but get a cold over here, Duchess. You mentioned the rain, you know, and I heard the rain on the tape. Well, here it has been the same thing. In fact, we have rain every single day, and usually all through the night. And yesterday, when I came home from work about, it must have been about 1 o'clock or a little after 1 in the afternoon, I was standing in my room at the door, and it was raining so hard, Duchess, that the rain tore down about 8 sandbags from the bunker. You know, a bunker is just outside the door. And the 8 bags splashed in the muddy water, and it all came right on me, right on my pajamas, on my face. I mean, just standing in my doorway, I didn't have sense enough to close the door. I saw it happening, but I was just couldn't believe the bunker was falling apart with the rain. This happens frequently, though. The sandbags are falling down all the time. And when you open my door right here, you step out into mud. So your feet get mud on them all around the ankle part, just going from here to the bathroom. So, or from here to the kitchen, because you have to go outside, seeing around, so that you're not alone with the dirt and the mud and the rain. We haven't had more than a half hour sun in a couple of weeks. I think the sun was out this afternoon a bit. I did get a glimpse of it, but it's hot, Duchess. But yet, to me, it's cold, and I think this is why I caught a cold at night when we come home. It's very, very damp, and very often during the day, when I have to go out, it rains. We get soaking wet right through everything, See, we don't have any covers in a lot of our vehicles. Occasionally we'll get a Jeep with a top on it, but we have no side curtains. Of course, there are no doors. And very often I'm riding in a 3/4-ton truck, and the rains just come down where you get soaking wet and you drive in the rain because there's no protection at all. You know, everything is wide open, our vehicles. So sometimes this happens 2 or 3 times a day, and you get dried off immediately because it's hot enough. But then I go into my office, and that's air conditioned, and you just freeze, you know, and you're wet, and you go into a cold room. And then for about, a week or so, almost 2 weeks, I guess, we didn't have any hot water. Well, normally you don't need an awful lot of hot water over here because it's, you know, fairly warm. But I'm not the female type that can jump into a cold shower and come out sparkling. I jump into it and I come out shivering. But a couple of times I had to wash my hair and, of course, every night take a shower and the water's cold. And being damp to begin with and cold, I think this is why I caught this cold. But I think it's just about gone. I felt miserable Saturday, but I started to feel better yesterday, and I feel much, much better today. I worked all day, so I guess I can't complain too much. Excuse me. I haven't been talking so much. I wrote Cree's address down, and I will try and get a tape off to her. I'm just getting worse on this corresponding, Duchess, just worse. I received a little note from Bonnie, Bruce, and John. It only, John was cute. He says he went to the Shea Stadium. I guess my brother took the two boys. And he wore his Yankee uniform, and he said there were some people booing him. And he said the only thing he needs now is a pair of cleats. And he said, Aunt Sissy, there are shoes with spikes in them. And he says he wears a size 5. He's always dropping hints as to what he needs or what he would like. And I went hysterical, like, where the hell am I going to get a pair of cleats, you know? I can hardly buy toothpaste and bare necessities where I am. But I'm sure he doesn't understand, and he'll just have to wait. But I thought, great, and all I have to look for is a pair of cleats. Can't find bobby pins, right? We are very, very limited where I am. Plus the fact that we have 3 PXs on compound, 1 large one and 2 very small ones. The 1 large one and 1 small one are strictly Thai PXs, so that leaves only 1 small PX for the American troops, and it doesn't offer much, Duchess. It offers very, very little. Of course, you don't need too much. This is a place that's hard to describe. It's very hard. The simple things are all that it takes to keep you very happy. I was absolutely delighted to get clean sheets after 3 weeks of the same rotten, dirty sheets. And then being sick over the weekend, I was perspiring quite a bit. And there were an extra set of sheets here, and I put them on the bed, but you just can't get clean sheets. Nobody has them. And the only reason I got them was I mentioned to Bill Carter, he's a colonel over here, one of the logistical units, and they are supposed to have a lot of supplies and stuff. And I never ask him for anything. But something came up the other day, and I said to him, if I don't get clean sheets soon, I'll scream. And he said, well, why the hell don't you ask? And I said, do you have any, Bill? And he said, sure, he said. So he gave me some, and it worked out very nicely. I won't need them again for a week. We were getting them pretty regular. But, Duchess, if you saw the sheets here, now just sheets as a simple example, when they come from the laundry, wherever they get laundered, I don't know, off base, I think, they look like they've been slept in for 14 years when they come back fresh. They're in very poor shape. They're ripped, they're torn, they're stained. Most of them are yellow or brown. There's paint all over them, markings. They're in very, very bad shape. They're very thin. I mean, there's a scarcity of sheets, to say the least. So So they try to hang on to what they have, and what they have isn't really worth hanging on to. But anyway, those are the little things. As long as I can get a hot shower and a hot cup of tea, I don't think the rest is too important. Now, what else? Oh, I had all these things to tell you. Oh, before I forget, Duchess. Gee, I hope all this is recording. I'll die if it's not. It's my first time using this machine. One thing, one of the fellows I know went to, where did he go? Tokyo. Yeah, and I gave him about $40 to pick up some steak knives. And he did. He bought six sets, Duchess, but they're only two different kinds. Three sets of one kind and three of another. One is stainless, the real stainless steel, but one has a stainless steel handle, and the other set has wood for a handle, the steel running through it. I think they're kind of nice, but you had mentioned that one time that you wanted steak knives, remember, and I forgot to get them in Tokyo. So I asked him to do that, and he did, and he sent me the six sets, which I have now. And, oh yeah, Bruce Stern, Captain Stern, a CPF officer at Longmen, he went to Hong Kong, and I asked him to pick me up a watch. You know, I have a watch, Duchess. I have a nice Gruen watch. Remember the new one I gave Mother Seiko? But I was told you could buy a Seiko ladies watch that had not only the date, but the day, plus an alarm clock, a luminous dial, all these good things. And that's what I asked him for, and it's a black-faced watch. And he got me a black-faced watch with the day on it, but it still didn't have the date, and it still didn't have the alarm clock that I've seen on men's watches. Anyway, it was only $21, I think, and it's too big. The bracelet's too big. It has to have some links taken out of it to fit me.